Hey, honey, what are you doing up? What time is it? Fuck, it's late. Well, early, I guess. Oh, shit. You doing okay? Feeling anxious? I'm sorry, hon. Here, you wanna come snuggle up? There we go. Oh, you feel so good in my arms. Oh, so you want to talk about what's making you anxious? Or... Feeling like you're not enough. I'm so sorry, babe. I know how that feels. I can promise you that you're enough, though. Yes, you are. No one needs you to be perfect. It's impossible anyway. You can't be perfect. No one can. I fully get the impulse to want to be. I know I've told you before, and I know you're not entirely a fan of it. But your imperfections make you perfectly you. Yeah, I know. It's oxymoronic. There is a beauty in it, though. Like a mosaic. All the pieces of a mosaic are pieces of glass, and a lot of them are chipped and cracked or broken. But together, they make something beautiful. And all the little imperfections add to the overall beauty of the piece, you know? What I'm trying to say is that your quirks and habits and all the pieces of your personality form together to make you so uniquely, beautifully you. And even the parts of you, the ones that you don't like as much, or the parts that make you feel like you're not enough, those are still part of the beauty that is you. And they make you the wonderful person that you are. And I know that I sometimes feel like I'm not being a perfect partner, and that, like, surely one day you're gonna wake up and realize that I'm actually the really awful person my brain tells me I am. No, I know. I know that's not how you think of me, but in that same way that you don't think about me that way, I don't think that way about you either. Like, even when you're having a hard time, I'm not thinking, oh, they're not doing enough and this is terrible. I'm thinking about how I can lighten your load and make things easier for you so you can deal with whatever it is that's making life hard for you. I'm not looking for you to act like you don't have flaws, because I really like a lot of the parts of you that you think are flaws. And I'm looking to have a relationship with all of you. I'm always just looking for ways to make our time together as good as it can be. And it's not a linear line of goodness. That doesn't need to be, you know? Life has ups and downs and good times and hard times, but it's just the way it goes. Never in any of the ups or downs have I ever thought you weren't enough. Nope, not once. There is no one else I'd rather go through all the ups and downs with. someone else would be better. Probably, you think that? Well, first off, what's better? Because everyone has strengths and weaknesses. I guess I don't know what everyone else is doing. But what I'm here for is someone who's weird matches my weird, you know? And, I mean, I'm not always weird in fun, quirky ways either, right? Like, I'm neurotic and forgetful and overly self-critical and intensely anxious and, I mean, like, quite fucking frankly, generally a mess. No, I'm not saying it to talk shit about myself. I'm just saying my brain sucks sometimes too. That's okay. And it doesn't make either of us less than or not enough. Even though sometimes our brains might tell us that. I extra specially promise. You are always enough, just the way you are. Mm-hmm. Always. You are always so, so good. Mm-hmm. You are so sweet and so snuggly and absolutely perfect for holding and getting squeezes. You are the absolute best. And there is no one I would rather have in my arms right now than you. And I promise that's the truth. Okay? Okay.
No.
We should probably try to get some sleep. Yeah, I think we still got a few more hours, so we've got to get up. Let me check. Yeah, a few. No. You stay all snuggled up in my arms. Don't worry about it, honey. I got you. You have sweet dreams, okay?